Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, thank you. In what state are you registered to vote?
Michigan.
Michigan? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what year were you born? Only the year.
90.
Thank you. Next question. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
Oh, I'll definitely be voting.
Okay, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words, in a small sentence?
Divesting from Israel.
What was that?
Divesting from Israel.
Oh, okay. The war between Palestine and Israel, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, you skipped that one?
I unfortunately voted for Biden.
Okay. And now, thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know who I'll be voting for, but I can tell you that I will not be voting for Trump, and I will not be voting for Biden.
Okay, undecided. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean more towards voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, I don't know, but it definitely would not be Trump or Biden.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Green Party candidate Jill Stein or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, I appreciate that she's on the front lines with people protesting, but that's all that I know about her, and so I would have to make a more informed decision after I did some more research.
Okay. Well, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump,
okay.
0 to 100.
Negative 10,000.
Okay.
So that would be 0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Negative 10,000.
Okay, so yeah, okay, thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I don't have enough information to make an informed decision about that.
Okay, and do you lean more towards the Republican or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I don't even know who they are, to be honest, so I haven't looked that far.
Okay, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I don't trust either one of them.
Either. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children, spouses, who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
100% agree.
Strongly, okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, absolutely. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree. Or strongly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024 election. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
So no matter what, I'm not voting for him. So.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I love those ideas. Those are great ideas, but I'm still not voting for him.
Okay. So you want me to mark the rest of them as makes no difference one
yes,
way or
there
another?
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. We save time. We save some time for each other. Next. Now, please indicate whether you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very, somewhat, little, or not at all?
Sorry, that one was confusing. Can you say that again?
Of course. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn
failed.
A pathway.
Yes, okay. Yeah, so I agree that they have failed, however you want to answer that one.
Okay,
yeah.
The options are either you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yes, very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I'm very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Next.
I feel like that's not like an appropriate answer. I don't know. That one was like a weird... I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. We almost done now. I do apologize about the options. I'm just supposed to read verbatim.
I know.
I'm going to read, I'm going to read to you the two different approaches from President Biden and former President Trump that they have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says, okay, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. On the other hand, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden's, obviously.
Okay, somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing some more information, let me just ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Again, I don't know, but it definitely wouldn't be Trump or Biden.
Okay, and you do not lean towards the Republican or the Democratic candidate, either way?
No.
Okay.
Fuck both of them.
Okay. I bet you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers? Yes, a family member. Yes, someone I know. Yes, a coworker. Yes, a friend. Yes, but I prefer not to specify. Or no, I do not know anyone.
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Okay, thank you. Next. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN or Newsmax, Univision or Telemundo, Fox News Channel or website, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Spanish language radio programs, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or none of the above?
I don't know. I feel like that's a loaded question because, I mean, I definitely don't get any of my information from CNN or any major news station.
Okay.
I would say that I get some information from TikTok, but...
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Yeah,
next.
I guess that answers it. I don't know. That's a weird question.
No, that's cool. That's enough. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, or Portugal?
Mexico.
Okay, thank you. Next. Were you born on the United States mainland or Puerto Rico or in another country?
I was born here in the United States, in the mainland, yeah.
Okay. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Okay, thank you. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Mostly English.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I guess I'd say independent.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself closer to the Republican or Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
What is moderate? Is that like Republican?
In between.
No, conservative would be okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. I guess more liberal.
More liberal?
I don't know, but
okay.
I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. There should be nothing wrong with that.
Okay. No problem. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your religion, if any?
I don't have a religion.
No? Okay. None? Thank you. Next. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Brittany.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note you that you are interested in a follow-up research and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
I mean, I guess that would depend on how much compensation it is.
Most of the time we give like $100 gift cards sometimes. Yep.
Oh. Sure.
Okay. And with all the
respect, so do you really just call people all day long? Sorry, I'll let you finish and then sorry.
Most of the time we do. It's only for a few hours, you know, based on what state we're calling. Yep. And like I was trying to say, with all due respect, I just want to say that you have a beautiful voice. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh. Thanks.